A Haines teenager was likely the first transgender student to compete at a statewide high school athletic competition. Natapon Monyat was born male, but has identified as female since she was about 5 years old. Her participation in last weekend's Anchorage track meet drew a lot of attention, both positive and negative. KHNS's Emily Files talked to the 18-year-old Haines High graduate, who goes by the nickname Ice.
Here's Ice.
You know, if some people say bad to you, and if you doing bad to them, so it's not gonna end like easy, you know. So if they get bad to say bad something to you, so just smiling at them and just let it go.
There's a lot Ice has to let go. She's been reading comments from news stories about the track competition. Some are supportive and positive, but Ice says others are hateful. But she says the hateful comments make her stronger.
Some hateful people make me stronger and stronger. So yeah, I want to say thank you for everybody.
It isn't just online commenters who have a problem with Ice competing against other girls. On Friday, the conservative Christian group Alaska Family Action held a press conference. Here's some audio from that, recorded by KTVA. Stephanie Lee Goldman-Williams is speaking.
It is not fair and it is not right for our female athletes. And we have a responsibility to protect our girls that have worked really hard, that are working toward college scholarships.
The group said male to female transgender students have an advantage over biologically female athletes. Ice disagrees. She says she takes medication that suppresses male hormones and increases female hormones. Alaska Family Action on Friday was protesting the Alaska School Activities Association's recently adopted policy on transgender athletes. The policy lets local schools decide whether transgender students can compete according to the gender they identify with. Billy Strickland is the Athletic Association's director.
ASAA feels like that the schools are in the best position of dealing with their individual students and know which students consistently identify with a different gender and therefore can apply that better than we can.
Rich Carlson is the Haines School District interim superintendent.
Yeah, we're not going to discriminate based on gender identity.
Ice moved to Haines in 2014, but she didn't start participating in sports until this year, her senior year. That kicked the district into action. The school board added gender identity to its non-discrimination policy, and it updated administrative guidelines. Now, the district's stance is that transgender students can compete in sports according to the gender they consistently identify with.
Yeah, and I feel really pretty good. I feel really good, Emily, about how we handled this.
Carlson was expecting some pushback to Ice competing at the state track meet. But when he heard about the press conference protesting the transgender policy, Carlson got on a plane to Anchorage.
I wanted to be there, frankly, to protect Ice.
Ice says in all her races, her coaches tell her to ignore everything and focus on running.
You should focus in the track, what you're gonna do right now. So I should focus in running. I should ignore how I'm hurt, how I'm pain. So I should focus just the running.
Now she's trying to ignore the negative reactions to her involvement in the track meet and focus on the support she's gotten. And she wants to share that message with people in similar situations.
Yeah, just to be yourself is your life. Nobody can control it. We have freedom. So everybody can talk everything bad to you, but just ignore that. Sometimes it's so hard to do that, you know, but it's going to be cool and really good when in the future of your life.
Ice ended up placing in both the events she competed in. She won third place in the small school's women's 200-meter sprint and fifth place in the 100-meter race. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.